Good morning, Wake Up Call Nation. Today is Wednesday, June the 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I am J.D. Walt, and this is your Wake Up Call. I feel like I'm starting slow this morning. I'm feeling some of you all are too. Let's shake ourselves awake here. Our bodies are awake. Let's get our souls, our spirits, our hearts, our minds awake. Let's do that by entering into consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Why Counterfeits Are More Dangerous Than Competitors. Our text is Acts chapter 19, verses 17 through 22. Hear now the word of the Lord. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear. And the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. After all this had happened, Paul decided to go to Jerusalem. Passing through Macedonia and Achaia, after I have been there, he said, I must visit Rome also. He sent two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, while he stayed in the province of Asia a little longer. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Let's back up a minute and cover the matter about which today's text is responding to. This is verses 13 through 16 of chapter 19. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, In the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you? Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Wow. The word of this power encounter got around quickly and frightened the Jews and Greeks in Ephesus. Note, these Jews and Greeks were believers in Jesus. So why would they be afraid? Because they too were guilty of dabbling in these practices. So what would the modern day equivalent look like? It would be easy to compare what they were doing to the zodiac or tarot cards or reading books about your horoscope. I don't think so. Here's my take. I think these followers of Jesus were creating some first century version of what we today might call the Word of Faith movement or the Prosperity Gospel. If they operated within another religion entirely, it might not be such a big deal. The trouble is they were using the name of Jesus in a way foreign to the person of Jesus. In my judgment, this is what prosperity theology does. Prosperity theology is a belief that power and financial blessing is the will of God for Christians, and that faith, positive speech, and donations to Christian ministries will always increase one's material wealth and prosperity. Bottom line, misusing the name of Jesus. Wasn't there a major commandment about that? Using the Lord's name in vain? Misusing the name of the Lord? The name of Jesus is powerful, but it is not magic. The name of Jesus inspires awe and humble submission. After all, before it's all said and done, every knee will bow and every tongue confess, right, that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what happened that day in Ephesus. The Holy Spirit convicted them of using the name of Jesus for their own gain and brought them to a place of bowing to the name of Jesus. It led to a demonstrative repentance of burning entire libraries of books dedicated to these false religious practices. Books that purport to be Christian, but really aren't, pose far more danger than books about other religions or sorcery or anything else. In other words, it's not Christianity's competitors we need to be worried about, but its counterfeits. Beware of using the name of Jesus and those who make a living of it. It's a thriving business with a flourishing economy, and it's close enough to the real thing to be quite deceptive. Did you pick up on how much money those books were worth in today's text? 50,000 drachmas. A drachma is a day's wage. Multiply that by 50,000 days, and you get 137 years. That's 137 years of wages for a person that went up in smoke that day. To be sure, Jesus loves prosperity, but prosperity on His terms and in the way of His kingdom. You'll hear me say a bit more in a minute about this. I wrote here in today's entry, it's good news for those who don't listen that we've got it figured out how to transcribe these afterwards. And they're going to be now on our Facebook page, or Wake Up Call Facebook page, transcribed, thanks to Maggie Slusher, who's on our farm team, who is taking care of this. As always, we'll be in the featured post section at the top of that Facebook page. But you know what? You guys are here with me live, and so I think this is, yeah, well, let's just stop there and pray. Can we pray together this morning? I'm getting off track. Father, we want prosperity. And yet we want it according to Your will and ways. I confess I am so prone to seek prosperity on my own terms and in my own ways. And worse, I try to bring You into the service of my own self-interested and self-designed prosperity gospel. I want to trust You more. You own the cattle on a thousand hills, and You own the hills. More than the cattle and the hills, Lord, I want You. I receive Your prosperity, and I release my own efforts to prosper myself. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. The journal prompts, do you see the greater danger of counterfeit Christianity? Do you see the difference between the prosperity gospel and the gospel of prosperity? For our hymn today, This is kind of a chorus. It's kind of a spiritual song. It's number 341, Seek Ye First. Seek Ye First. It's short, only a couple of short verses. Maybe I'll tack on another chorus or two. We'll see how the Spirit leads us. Number 341, Seek Ye First. You ready? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. One more. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now let's go back to that first verse. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen. Just had a vision of some of you out there in your cars on your way to work today, listening along and praying, and I saw you singing in your cars. I saw some of you lifting up a hand, and I'm like, oh my gosh, keep one hand on the wheel, okay? Or say, Jesus, take the wheel. Well, it's good to start our days out today and every day singing. I mean, singing is an interesting thing. We're made to sing. And some of us think, well, I can't really sing. Well, but you can. You know, you don't have to sing on key. You make a joyful noise. There's something about singing that takes the soul to another place with the Lord. All right, gang, this issue today of prosperity. You know, that song kind of nails it, doesn't it? Seek ye first. Seek first. This is Matthew 6:33. Seek first, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You see, all these things typically is what gets in the way, and we start seeking all these things, and then we bring in, you know, the Lord to try to help us to get all these things. and to scratch and claw and all the things we do, this is where you begin to create another gospel, frankly. You mix in a little self-help, mix in a little self-improvement, mix in a little success theology, and you've got your own version of like the prosperity gospel. And all of a sudden, it's not really about the Lord and His will. It's about your success and prosperity and trying to get the Lord, you know, conscripted to help with that. And that's a counterfeit. It can be very close to the real thing, but also a million miles away. What he wants to help us seek Him first and His righteousness that He wants to give to us, and then to discover that that is the prosperous way. That's the way that He's moving, and that's the path that He's blessing. And that's the path that the further we go down, the more we realize that, you know what? Yeah, I know what it is. Like Paul said, I know what it is to have a lot of money. And he said, I know what it is to have nothing. He said, I've discovered the secret to being content, that in all things it is Christ who gives me strength. In fact, He is my strength. That's the prosperity gospel. So there's that piece of it. The other piece I want to make note of is the notion of a counterfeit, you know? A lot of times you see prosperity gospel working in like healing, and it's like you got to pray the prayer right or use the name of Jesus right or give a, you know, offering to receive healing. And that's just, it's false. But the problem, oftentimes we see that kind of abuse in the church and we want to run away from it. Okay, we run the 180 degrees in the opposite direction. But the counterfeit, you see, where you see a counterfeit, what it's pointing to, it's telling you, actually, that there's something real here. And the real thing is always, most of the time at least, very close to the counterfeit. That's why counterfeit money, right? It's so close, you can't hardly tell at times. And so they don't teach people to spot counterfeit money by studying the counterfeit. They teach them to find counterfeit money by studying the authentic, the real thing. So we shouldn't run in the opposite direction from the counterfeit. We actually need to run toward it. Not into the counterfeit, but toward the, know that the real thing, real healing, healing in the name and the power of Jesus is right close to that just about 2 degrees off way of doing it, you know, in the prosperity teaching approach. So I hope that makes sense. I don't have a lot more time to explain it today. I hope I've not muddied it. But the point is, if there is a counterfeit, that means the real thing is close by. Go for the real thing. All right, guys, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. We're right in the middle of the week. For some of us, that's a mountaintop. For others of us, it's a valley. Whatever it is, let's just seek first His kingdom. Let's level set right here in the middle of the week. Seek first His kingdom. Seek His righteousness. All these things, they'll be flowing. They'll come. It's a lot better way to live. Less stress, more peace, less anxiety, more joy. That's the kingdom of God. And He says, little flock, do you not know that it delights your Father to give you the kingdom? Okay, I'm getting ready to head out on the field today. I've got some seeds I'm ready to sow. Maybe I'll cultivate here, maybe I'll water there. We'll just be ready. We're listening to the Spirit. We want to be witnesses today. We're His agents. So I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.